Dr. Maria Loders is a clinical psychologist from the Department of Psychology at the University of Bath. Maria, good afternoon. Thank you very much for your time.
Good afternoon. Hi.
You've been looking into something called the lonely children effect. Just tell us what that is.
Yes. What we were really keen to do is to draw together all the studies that have been done that have shed light on what impact being lonely has on mental health for children and young people. And what we found is that there's really good evidence from more than 60 studies that have been done across the world that tells us that being lonely is associated with mental health problems, both when they're measured at the same point in time and when we measure loneliness now and mental health outcomes up to 9 years later for children and young people. So there's this clear link between feeling lonely and mental health problems.
But, sorry, this is a very probably silly question to ask, but children are not lonely at the moment. Aren't they less lonely because they're at home with family and siblings, those that have siblings? Why would they be lonely?
It's not a silly question to ask at all. What the surveys are telling us from young people's own reports is that they are feeling lonely, and that more than any other age group, children and young people are feeling loneliness much more so in the current context than adults or older adults. Now, we think this is because actually interacting with friends and people outside of the household, people of your own age, is critically important for children's development, particularly for their social development, and that links into their wider emotional development too. Playing with friends gives you new ideas, new thoughts, new ways of making sense of the world that are different from those in your family, and that's really important, especially in this very high anxiety situation we all find ourselves in. Particularly for teenagers. Teenagers are all about being with friends. Their identity is dependent on being with their friends. And in the current situation, they just can't do that. So that's why we think actually loneliness is a real problem right now.
And knowing that, what does that mean for, I don't know, decisions around going back to school or any of the policy decisions that governments are really struggling with? And I know from following the news in the UK that the issue of going back to school is a particularly contentious one in the UK at the moment. If one accepts that this is the case, the children who are at home and not at school are lonely, and that this loneliness is likely to persist and evolve into depression over a lengthy period of time, what does that mean for decisions about children?
I think that's such a crucial question for us to ask. Of course, we need to make sure that the return to schools is done in a safe way and following medical advice. But what we are really arguing for is that on returning to school, schools really prioritize, first and foremost, enabling children to connect with each other again and to have that social contact, and to prioritize that over and above catching up academically, because we know that mental health has an impact on academic functioning. But if we can do everything we can as we begin to ease the lockdown to ensure that social contact, including through things like children being able to start to see each other outdoors again, including as schools get restarted, but that social contacts and opportunities to play together are prioritised. We would really, really advise that, and that's what we've been campaigning for here in the UK.
Thank you very much for that, Dr. Maria Loders, a clinical psychologist from the Department of Psychology at the University of Bath.